Interesting column today about South African coal exports and the inefficiencies at Transnet and just how much money South Africa is losing out in terms of the failure to export to our full potential. We should be exporting 8 million tons of coal a month, and we're getting 3.5 million out of our ports. Mike Schussler is chief economist at economists.co.za. And it's not just the ports, Mike. I mean, it's rail links across South Africa that are deteriorating, getting stuff to the ports, and then the ports themselves, which are failing. And we know the Transnet chief executive, Portia Derby, is agitated and frustrated and desperately keen to get things moving in the right direction. But one wonders whether or not she's winning the battle to get Transnet functioning properly.
Well, I absolutely agree, Bruce. I think she's trying very hard. And, you know, other things are happening. Cable theft. I was at a Zoom meeting called these days. And Transnet's guy said that they're losing around 50 kilometers every 2 weeks of cable to cable theft. And that means the trains can't perform properly, or you need diesel trains, which are not as powerful and cost you more. We're not getting the data that I have is from the Department of Mineral and Energy Resources, showing how our exports of coal have dropped. And they've dropped severely. I mean, and it's not just due to the riots in July. It was before then. And it's likely to be a little bit up in August, but severely down again in September on the performance of the port. So we're looking at losing quite a lot of money. If we're losing the difference between 8 million and what we're exporting now, then it's probably about 5.4 billion a month. If we look a bit further and we say the price even increased in the last 2-3 months, then we're probably even at, you know, 7 or 8 billion a month in rand terms, obviously, that we're losing. And that's a lot of money over a year, because we measure most things like, you know, in financial terms over a year. And that's huge. It's not just for the coal industry to bear. That's for employers, employment, you know, the people that do contracts at the mines, and spending in the economy that's gone. And that's not being prosecuted. So it just carries on. It's incredible.
50 kilometers of cable being stolen every 2 weeks. Cable doesn't, I mean, that's, I don't know, an Olympic-sized swimming pool full of cable, I'm sure. I mean, it's a vast quantity of wire. That wire is being sent to people who are stripping it down and reprocessing it and probably putting it onto cargo ships and getting it out of the Transnet's ports and getting it to recyclers in places like China. This illicit trade in recycled commodities is huge. You would think with a little bit of proper crime intelligence, one could shut that down fairly quickly.
One should be able to, but I think our crime intelligence is a, you know,
an oxymoron.
Offense, calling them that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, I agree fully with you. I love our country. I think we have a lot of things that can go right. We're in a commodity boom. Right now, we're seeing coal prices even higher than they were in July. We should be coining it in that industry. And then there's also the iron ore industry that you can add. You can add manganese, quite a few others. All the holdups at the border for the trucks that we have at the moment taking stuff. And that shouldn't even be on trucks. And I advise the truck industry. But they go down to Maputo. So it's beyond our borders even. And we're getting very little in this commodity boom compared to other countries. And although it saved us a lot, you know, we should have been coining it even more, perhaps as much as 10, 12 billion a month more, Bruce. And that's not being, you know, over the top.
And that's just commodities. That's just commodities. That's not even the car exporters.
Motor vehicles. No,
who must be feeling it. And small businesses who are doing their damnedest to service their markets in South Africa, but are looking for new global markets, they're getting stuck in this inefficiency and this catastrophe, you know, in the rail linkages, which are run by Transnet, and the ports, which are run by Transnet, which has declared force majeure twice in the last 3 months. And this isn't something that can be sorted out, I don't think, in an executive office at Transnet. The problem is far bigger and far deeper.
No, I think the president has to get involved, and he has to tell his police force, arrest the people, do your damnest. And in fact, you know, we've got to start locking up people, because if we don't, we're going to damage the poor of this country. And, you know, just to put it in another context, it's not just the exporters. Remember, the exporters are part of the economy, but they buy from the guys that provide local services. So, you know, even the hairdresser, in a sense, is involved, because if the guy doesn't have money to cut his hair, then the hairdresser doesn't make money. But he would have had money to cut his hair if his product was exported. Or, and that's just being, you know, very silly, but that's the fact of the matter. And we have to look at this in very real terms, in very, very honest appraisal of how we're doing. And if the law doesn't work, our constitution means absolutely nothing.
Sorry, Mike Schuster, we must leave it there. But thank you. If the law doesn't work, the constitution means absolutely nothing. And it's a brutal truth. Absolutely brutal truth. Mike Schuster, thank you.